FM 98.1, sharing the world with you. Tonight's program is a Filipino program and it will be delivered in Filipino and English.
Kahit na anong mangyari, ang lungkot ay mapapawi. Buksan ng saya, malilimutan ang problema.
Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat, mga kaibigan, at tuloy po kayo dito sa Filipino program ng 4ABFM 98.1. Nanggagaling po tayo dito sa ibaba ng Story Bridge sa Brisbane, Australia. Magandang gabi sa mga tagapakinig natin sa ibang bansa, lalong-lalo na sa Pilipinas, at sa mga kapatid at kaibigan natin nakikinig. Good evening from Brisbane. Ang exchange rate po ngayon ng isang Australian dollar ay 42 pesos and 42.735 centavos. Ang figure po na yan ay nanggaling sa finance.msn.com.au. medyo malamig na po. Ang weather po natin para bukas, minimum 13 degrees, top of 26 degrees. Pero mostly fine naman po at medyo sunny. At sa Biyernes naman, 11th of May, minimum 14 at top of 25. Kailangan pa rin mag-jumper, ano? Sabado, May 12, minimum 14, top of 26, fine and sunny din po. Pero parang meron yata ang thunderstorm sa Manila. Samantalang fine tayo dito, medyo thunderstorm ang lineup ng weather ng Manila. Bukas, Biyernes at Sabado. So, sana gaganda din ang lagay ng panahon doon. At ngayon mga kaibigan, punong-puno po ang ating station. Kumusta Raul and Jose?
Mabuti naman.
Magandang gabi, Erwin.
Ayan po mga kaibigan, may dala po si Jose at si Raul sa ating mga guests ngayon. Dahil po, ngayon ay ating special Mother's Day episode. Kaya sa mga mothers na nagpakinig natin dito sa Brisbane and around the world, happy, happy Mother's Day. Siguro at this point, sasabihin sa atin ni Jose. At introduce sa atin ang ating mga guests ngayong gabi.
Okay, tonight, Erwin, we have the room is quite packed. We have 9 people in this room tonight. Aside from Erwin, myself, and Raul, we are graced with Bing Messias. And then we also have Ving Banglasan and her husband, Ricky. We have Glenn Sidaya, Jay Romero, and of course, we can't forget Ellie Paez. No.
Okay guys, maybe you can say hello. Dito sa tabi ko si Ellie.
Hello po sa lahat ng mga nakikinig. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
At sino nga itong sa tabi ko?
Ako si Glenn. Magandang gabi sa mga nakikinig ngayon.
Saka i-greet mo na rin yata ang mga kasama mong basketballista. Sa... saan ba yun? Sa Southbank Tape. Ito, sandali lang. Papalapit si...
Jay.
Si Jay.
Pinabati ko lahat ng mga basketball players ng basketballista. Mabuhay kayong lahat.
Ayan po si Jay. Kailangan lang ng mga spectators every Sunday yata ng umaga. 6 p.m. ba? 5 p.m. 5 p.m. hapon. Hapon sa Southbank Tafe daw po campus.
Ayan. Erwin, I'd just like to make a correction. Sinabi ko Banglasan. It's actually Ricky and Ving Bangalan.
Bangalan. Ayan. Yes. I think we'll let them say hello to our listeners.
Yes, Ving?
Sa lahat ng mga tagapakinig, lalong-lalo na sa mga mothers, both in the Philippines and in Australia, Happy Mother's Day.
Magandang gabi po sa lahat po ng nakikinig, lalong-lalo na sa mga nasa west side ng Brisbane. Magandang gabi po sa inyo at itong episode na to ay para sa inyong lahat.
Ayan, yan po si Ving and si Bing. Yung first ay si Bing, ang second naman po ay si Ving. Ayan, and wala na ba?
Ricky.
Saan na si Ricky? Ricky. We want to hear from you. Ayan.
So Raul, just in case people are interested in contacting us or posting any questions, what do they have to do?
Okay, so yung mga gusto pong magtanong para sa ating mga bisita o kaya may gusto po kayong i-share na sarili niyong kwento or simply gusto niyo lang pong bumate ng Mother's Day, pwede po kayong tumawag sa 3240 8686. Pwede nyo rin po kami i-email at info@filipinobrisbane.com or pwede po kami mag-text or mag-text 0420-983-188. Pwede nyo rin po kaming bisitahin sa aming mga social networking site facebook.com/ FIL Radio BNE or pwede rin sa Twitter at FIL Radio BNE.
Ayan, many ways to listen to us and also to contact us. Mga kaibigan, ang pinakasimple ay tumawag kayo ngayon live. Mapapasok namin ang boses ninyo on air sa 3240-8686. At sasabihin naman nga ni Jose ang lineup ng ating program at kung ano mga balibalita ang nakaalap namin para sa inyo.
Yep, so tonight's lineup basically we'll give a few balita, news tips, and then usap-usapan a few number of community announcements. Actually, that's a lie, it's not a few. We have several community announcements. And lastly, okay, of course, our main topic, so ang tampok na usapin natin tonight is we're interviewing two mothers, mga grand inay. That's Bing and Ving. Just happens to have names that sound alike. So once we get back from our music, we'll start off with the news.
At sa pagbabalik po yan ng Filipino program for ABFM 98.1.
There is no magic solution to poverty. It takes compassion, commitment, and money. Donate now to the Vinnie's Winter Appeal. Call 13 18 12 or visit vinnies.org.au today.
Pinay ako. And before that, Tuloy by Sara Geronimo and Gary Valenciano.
Okay, top of the news. Last April 25, I remember we were talking about the shoal, the Scarborough and the shoal.
Oh, yung Spratly's Island.
Yes, Spratly's mm-hmm. Island. Well, 3 days afterwards, April 28, the United Nations has approved the Philippines' territorial claim to Benham Rise. Now, Benham Rise is an undersea landmass in the Pacific Ocean, which is potentially rich in minerals and natural gas deposits. The claim was lodged by the Philippine government in 2009, and as I said, it was recently approved by the United Nations last week, mm-hmm. the 28th. The 30 million hectare area off the coast of Aurora Province is a massive formation of basalt, which is a common volcanic rock, and interestingly, is larger than Luzon.
Wow.
Yep. The island, which was discovered in 1933 by an American geologist named Andrew Benham, may enable the Philippines to achieve energy sufficiency. According to Environment Secretary Ramon Pahe, he stated that while the island is slowly rising to the surface of the Pacific Ocean, it will take perhaps 1 million years before it can be considered habitable. So matagal pang hintay.
Saan ba talaga siya? Ang kanyang exact location?
Oh, don't tell me about the latitude. I'm very poor when it comes to that. It is east of Luzon.
Oh, okay. So
of the Aurora province.
Pwede na nating i-exploit yung oil and gas.
Something. Yes. It is roughly around anywhere between the whole island itself is 40 meters, between 40 meters and 2,000 meters below the sea.
Okay.
Okay, nanayahan din po natin ang ating mga nakikinig na pwede na po kayong makapanood ng isang Filipino TV channel dito sa Australia. It's UnTV 37. So this is your public service channel. Programs of this TV station can be viewed all over Australia and the world. Real-time 24/7 through his website at www.untvweb.com. So at last, meron na po tayong free Filipino TV channel na mapapanood na po dito sa Australia.
Okay, in sports, for those who are Manny Pacquiao fans, just to let you know, the Filipino boxing icon is back in the wild card gym in Hollywood, and he continues his preparations for his June 9 bout against unbeaten American Timothy Bradley Jr. Despite the crowds of fans and the hectic schedule, Pacquiao maintained that his newfound devotion to religion will help keep him disciplined during his training camp. Over the weekend, the boxing world was buzzing over an epic battle between potential opponent Floyd Mayweather Jr. and former foe Miguel Cotto. Both Pacquiao and his promoter, Top Rank CEO Bob Arum, said that they watched the fight, which Mayweather won via unanimous decision. Arum basically said, "I thought the fight was a very good fight. I thought both guys worked hard." Arum also shot back at Mayweather, who claimed after the fight that the Top Rank chief was getting in the way of a potential mega fight against Pacquiao. "I didn't have anything to do with the last negotiation because I knew he would blame it on me." That is what Arum said, adding to that Mayweather was using him as a scapegoat. Meanwhile, Pacquiao revealed that he was willing to back off his demands of a 50-50 split of the pay-per-view revenue just to make the fight happen. Ang sabi ni Pacquiao is, "Kahit mas malaki sa kanya, basta tuloy yung fight yun."
Ngayon mga kaibigan, siguro pwede na nating simulan ang ating interview para sa ating mga guests for Mother's Day special.
Okay, we'll start off with asking both ladies, you know, to introduce yourselves to the group. So, how long you've been staying here in Australia? And I know being Messias, you're actually more of a jet setter. You come in and out of Australia from time to time. So just state your name, a bit of a background.
Well, so, I'm being Messias. This is my sixth visit to Australia. I have three girls here. I used to work with the government, Department of Labor and Employment in Cagayan and Oro City, Region 10. And, well, by September, I'll be home.
Okay, so not that long a visit, huh? And Ving Bangalan?
Ving Bangalan.
Bangalan, yes.
May dalawang anak na babae at may isang asawa.
Thank God.
Nakatira sa Indooroopilly at anim na taon nang mahigit na naninirahan dito sa
Australia.
Ah,
okay, so ever since tumating ka sa Australia, Brisbane mismo?
Ah, hindi. Taga-Sydney kami dati.
Ah, Sydney ka. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then, so how long in Sydney?
Mahigit isang taon.
Okay.
At naubusan ng trabaho sa Sydney.
Which is rare, huh? That's a scar. That's rare news. Usually, it's Brisbane na ubusan.
Oh. Pinalad naman at kinuha ang asawa ko ng Brisbane office dahil Brisbane office ang unang nag-expose sa kanya sa Australia.
Okay. So, you did mention earlier na dalawang anak mo. Ilan taon na sila?
Dalawang babae. Ang panganay ko ay 20 taon at ang aking bunso ay 15 taong gulang.
Oh my God, you look like a baby.
Salamat.
Yes, and one more thing. You did mention that, you know, you come and go to Australia. Ilan ang anak mo dito sa Australia?
I have three girls here.
In Australia. Australia?
Yep, and I have two boys back home.
Two boys back home. So five kids all up.
Yeah, actually I have four biological children. And then I got a bastard child from the DSWD.
Okay.
So I have now five, but I love him to bits.
Oh, excellent. That's excellent news.
Ganda. So, sa pagbabalik mga kaibigan, tatanungin natin sila kung ano ba yung madali bang maging isang ina, isang mother, ang kanilang mga challenges and adversities perhaps. And later on, ang kanilang mga joys and achievements as mothers. Sa pagbabalik ng Filipino program for ABFM 98.1.
From across the seven seas, come together at Radio 4EBFM. Brisbane's only ethnic broadcaster.
And mga kaibigan, nandito naman po tayo sa pagpapatuloy ng ating panayam sa ating mga mothers. Ang kanilang mga challenges as mothers.
Having five kids, I mean, I'm sure that's not an easy task.
There's so many highs and lows, and being a mother is a very fulfilling job. But, you know, I'm not just a mother. I'm also a dad as well, because I was widowed early. And it's kind of balancing between career and being a mother and father at the same time. So, mahirap yung takbo ka sa trabaho. At the same time, you're worried about one who has a whooping cough at home. Ganon ang trabaho ko. And, well, the highs are, three of them are finished already and have settled. Yung low, yung dalawa hindi pa nakatapos.
Ah, okay. Now,
Si Bing naman, kung anong kanyang mga ma-share sa atin?
Kasi maaga akong nag-asawa, so maaga akong naranasan yung pagiging isang ina.
Young parent.
At the same time, nag-aaral ka. Tapos, kailangan gumawa ng sideline para kahit paano may pambili ka ng gatas dahil mahirap umasa sa magulang din. So, yun yung mga nagpalakas ng loob namin para, alam mo, isang bagay na inisip namin na magiging magandang paraan para mapalaki namin ng maganda ang aming mga anak.
Now, I'd like to ask the both of you, and often, you know, people would ask this question, how do you balance work life and domestic requirements or raising your family? I remember when I was a kid, we were basically called like, you know, latchkey kids. Our parents were out working hard and basically we just stayed at home. The doors were locked and we would just go out if we had to go to school. And that was during, you know, the 70s and the 80s. That was done. That was easily done. But now it's very different. So how did you guys, basically, how did you balance the requirements of raising kids? And then, especially like you, Bing, you said you were, you know, you also became a dad to your kids.
Ay, mahirap po si, dahil, yun na nga, we have seven cities and seven provinces in Region 10. And we have to cover that. I used to conduct seminars and meetings in all of these provinces and cities. So, takbo ka dito, takbo ka doon. All the while, you're worried about your children at home. And I would say na I was never there during the yung mga momentous moments of their lives, like graduating from college or graduating from high school. I was never there. Parang iniasa ko na sa mga teacher, in fact, to enroll them because I was somewhere else. So, yun ang buhay. Takbo dito, takbo doon. And lalo na kung wala kang asawa. I was widowed earlier, as I have said earlier. So, you have to be gentle as a mother. At the same time, you have to be stern and strict because, yun na nga, wala ng male sa bahay. So, mahirap din. I have to tell them that they should be home at 6 o'clock and even if mabuti ngayon at meron ng mga mobile phones before there was none. So all the while you are worried, you're in Osamis and you worry about the children at home, ganon ang trabaho ko.
So yeah, so I guess what was even more challenging was the fact that you were not just physically away from them but you were miles and miles and miles away.
Kung minsan nandun sa Manila or halimbawa nung illegal recruitment seminar, we hop from one province to another, seven cities yun, seven provinces. It was really very hard. So kung minsan na nagigilty ako, I was never there for them. On the other hand, they understood that without me working, I wouldn't be able to send them to college because hindi naman shall we say very cheap yung Ateneo.
No,
so
no,
I wanted
Ateneo
to send them to the best school in town, all four of them together. So ganon. And ako din, even when I was still working, I wanted to study too. So I was actually competing with them in my time and in my, you know, money. So mahirap. Wala sila naka, kahit ma 10 cents, wala akong maipabaon sa kanila. Truth to tell.
Thank you, Bing.
Si Bing naman.
Yes, you did say you had to divide your time with your child, your work, and studies. So you've been studying.
Yeah, I will. 19 gulang ako kasi yung nag-asawa ako. So, kailangan hatiin. Buti na lang nandyan ang nanay ko na kahit paano, pwedeng makatulong sa akin, pero hindi namin pwedeng iasa sa kanya lahat. Kasi naisip ko din na ginusto namin yun, pag inasa ko sa kanyang lahat, hindi ko mararanasan ang tunay na meaning ng pagiging isang ina. Kasi yun, hindi na maibabalik. Yung araw na hindi mo nakalong ang anak mo, hindi mo na padede. Bawat minuto, bawat segundo, mahalaga para sa amin.
Ayan, maraming salamat sa pag-share ninyo sa mga intimate experiences ninyo ng pagiging ina. At sa pagbabalik po natin mga kaibigan, tatanungin natin sila kung ano ba ang pagkakaiba ng isang Pilipinong ina. Dahil nandito tayo sa Australia at napapansin natin ang pagkakaiba ng kultura, meron bang something sa Filipino parenting na kaiba sa Australian parenting? Sa pagbabalik ng Filipino Program for BFM 98.1.
Oh, hello, I'm Roy Mature. You may remember me from such radio promotions as Silent FM, Radio for the Deaf, and R2D2 FM, the station that continuously beeps and whistles annoyingly. But today I bring you 4EB, the only ethnic station in Brisbane on 98.1 FM.
At ngayon sa pagbabalik ng Filipino program.
So to continue with what Erwin mentioned earlier, would you say that there's a distinct difference with the way Filipino mothers raise their kids and non-Filipino mothers?
Kasi kami, maski nandito kami, maski dalaga na yung mga anak ko, konserbatibong pamamaraan pa rin ang tinuturo namin sa kanila. Dala-dala namin yung mga tinuro sa akin ng magulang ko, maski sabi mo nang maaga ako nag-asawa, pero pilit naming tinuturo sa kanila kung ano yung mga bagay na dala-dala ng pagiging isang dalagang Pilipina.
And Bing?
Yeah, I agree with Bing. Kasi sa Pilipinas, mas strict tayo sa pagpapalaki ng ating manak. They have, in my case, even if I wasn't around, they have to be home before 6.
Yes,
so, ganun. Ang dito, well, parang tingin ko mas liberal ang pag upbringing ng mga bata, and I with due apologies, I think, I don't know if it's the right word, parang more irreverent ang pagkuan dito kasi sa Pilipinas po, opo, ganun, and we don't even answer back.
Yep.
Pero dito parang it's so easy for them to answer you pabalang-balang pa kuminsan with your apologies.
No, that's fine. I remember when I was also being raised, basically our parents would always tell us, you know, children are to be seen and not to be heard. Mm. Having said that, if you say that now, it's like unacceptable, you know. And that's why kids have so many rights now, and they can even report them to child services and all that. Now, As your child grows older, is there any particular? Do you notice any particular change in the way you actually discipline them or communicate with them as compared to, let's say, when they're toddlers? Do you become less stricter when they're older, or do you become even more strict?
In my case, Jose, I especially when they were already adolescents, I became more strict because, you know, may mga boys na paali-aligid, and so even if I wasn't around, the rule was you should be home before 6. So each one reported on the other.
Okay.
So hindi pa dumating yung isa, magre-report yun pagdating ko. And even my son, kahit na 25 years old na siya, when I got home and he wasn't around yet, kahit napuyat ako from travel, I get down and look for him. ewan dito, parang pinababayaan na lang yata. Hindi ganun ka-strict siguro.
Mm. Ving, how about you?
Sa akin, kasi...
Kasi may 20-year-old ka na.
Kalahating taon ng anak ko sa Pilipinas, kalahating taon dito. So, ang mahirap, malaking impluensya talaga sa mga bata ang kaibigan.
Yep.
Napakalaking impluensya. Tapos, saka yung technology ngayon, ang laking impluensya. Pagdating ng mga napuna ko lang, karamihan din sigurong mga magulang na may anak na dalaga, napupuna din, o binata, may anak na binata, napupuna na pagdating ng anak nila ng bahay, diretso kwarto ka agad yan, computer. Hindi ko mukhang nung nasa Pilipinas kami, pagdating ng bahay, kikis ka agad yan, hahanap ng salubong. Yun ang nakakamiss.
Yeah. If there was one single thing that you really learned from your mom, for the two of you, what was that? That you learned from your mom and that you actually took with you as you raised your children? I can give you time to think about that.
Actually, use it. To be frank, I was closer to my dad than to my mom. So I remember my dad more than my mom, especially because she died early.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, ang makuan ko lang, ang ma-remember ko lang sa mother ko, kasi nga noong una, hindi ka makakapagbiro sa parents mo, which is different from my dad. Yung mama ko, if you even, you know, magbiro ka pa minsan-minsan, sa kanya ko na yun, walang galang na.
Ah, okay. So, yep.
Ganun.
With your dad, okay lang?
Yeah.
So does that mean what you learned from your dad, is that also the same thing you basically gave to your kids? You were more, I guess, open to jokes?
Yeah. I have a very outrageous sense of humor, actually.
How about you, Ving?
Kasi hindi ko makita ang sarili ko sa nanay ko eh. Magkaiba kami ng paraan ng pagpapalaki sa anak eh. So siya... parang kamukha din ni Tita Bing. Hindi ako ganun ka-close sa nanay ko. Mas naging malapit ako sa tatay ko. Siguro karamihan ng kung ano yung traits ko, nakuha ko sa tatay ko. Pero sa nanay ko, wala din akong masabi kasi lahat ginawa niya nung maliliit kami eh. Alam mo naman sa Pilipinas, basta mapag-aral ka maski ano gagawin. So, ang natatandaan kong ginawa niya, naglabas siya para lang maano kami, mapag-aral. So, which is, proud naman ako.
Excellent.
Yan, mga kaibigan, kung mayroon po kayong karagdagang katanungan o greetings sa inyong sariling mga ina, i-text po ninyo sa 0420-983-188 o kaya ipasok ninyo sa ating Facebook, Phil Radio Brisbane. At sa pagbabalik natin, mga kaibigan, tatanungin natin sila tungkol sa situation, Jose, na ang iba sa mga parents sa Pilipinas ay distant, like ang mother nag-abroad, pumuntang sa Hong Kong or
Kuwait,
for example. How do they, you know, do their parenting roles sa mga situation na ganyan? So hopefully makakawa tayo ng mga insights sa ating mga guests sa pagbabalik ng Filipino Program 98.1.
Ibig,
mga kaibigan, si Lea Salonga sa awiting sa Ugoy ng Duyan.
Now, before we continue with the interview, I'd just like to mention to the group, to the listeners, a few of the famous Filipino mothers, or they were given the title of mothers. And do you remember who was called the mother of Katipunan? Or mother of Balintawak? Does anyone here in this room?
Na ako sa history. I think si Ellie major in history yan. No, I see now.
Melchora Aquino. She was known as Tandang Sora. Yeah. So she's a Filipino revolutionary who assisted the Katipuneros with their mission, and she gained the title of Grand Woman of the Revolution and the Mother of Balintawak for her heroic contributions to Philippine history. How about the mother of Filipino cooking?
Mamacitas.
I would have thought it would be her, but it's Engracia Cruz Reyes. She is known as Aling Asyang, and her husband Alex, basically they were the one who established the Aristocrat restaurant, the most popular restaurant in the Philippines. Now there's the mother of Philippine dancing, and this is not Shakira or Beyonce.
Sina.
Francisca Reyes Aquino. Aside from being known as the mother of Philippine dancing, she's also an educator and a nationalist. She was named National Artist for her contributions in dance in 1973, and she's the very first woman to receive a National Artist Award. We also have another mother of Philippine Revolution, and this is Gregoria de Jesus. She is known as Aling Oriang. She was the founder and vice president of the women's chapter of the Katipunan of the Philippines. She was also the custodian of the documents and seal of the Katipunan, and she married Andres Bonifacio. Another trivia. There's also what we call the mother of Philippine forensic pathology, Dr. Raquel del Rosario Fortun. Dr. Fortun is the first Filipino to be formally trained as a forensic pathologist, and she's a professor at the UP College of Medicine teaching general pathology and legal medicine. Leon, so any mga famous Filipino mothers?
Ayan, sabag, thank you sa mga informative items na yan, Jose. Now, let's go back to the question. Kasi marami sa mga Pilipino ang lumalabas ng bansa upang mag-alaga nga ng anak ng iba, ang iba sa kanila. So, how does that happen, I wonder?
Well, based on my experience, and I'm going to say based on my experience because I worked with a number of workmates. Basically, I had workmates back in the Philippines. Yung asawa nila worked abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it was the father or tio, tia,
mm-hmm.
who basically looked after the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always that support
or
system.
Katulong or grandmother. What do you think, Bing? sa mga anong mga dynamics niyan, and who would be the winners and losers if there are?
Well, actually, we still have manpower pooling each time sa Department of Labor, and although I'm with the department, I usually tell the parents, usually the mothers, nasa Pilipinas man may langit din whether you have to go abroad. Kasi nga iniisip ko yung broken family, nandun ang mother and yung mga anak, even if they have things to buy, iwala naman yung love ng mother. Parang money cannot compensate for the absence of the mother. So we have seen several. We organize family circles. This consists of the families of the OFWs, and we give them seminars from time to time. Eh, mahirap. Eh, daming mga problema nila about raising the children. Walang yung mga anak parang they go their own way dahil wala nga yung mother. Wala din yung kuminsan yung father. And yun na nga, they have these material things, pero personally, I would say, the money that they send home cannot compensate for the absence of the parent.
Para naman sa'yo, Ving, anong...
agree ako sa komento ni Tita Bing, pero sa isang banda, sa panahon ng kahirapan ngayon, hindi mo maiiwasan na lumabas ka ng bansa o mga ibang bansa ka dahil yun lang ang paraan para sa tingin mo ay makaahon sa kahirapan ang pamilya mo at mabigyan ng magandang kinabukasan ng mga anak mo. We cannot blame them. Lalo na yung mga nagpapaalila dahil karamihan, hindi naman sa sinasabi kong mga walang pinag-aralan, kulang kapos sa kaalaman, yun lang ang alam nilang paraan na madali silang makakuha ng itutustos sa pamilya nila.
Ang technology ba nakakatulong? Meron na tayong Skype ngayon ah. O kaya yung dating YM. You know, the mother would be from, say, as a nurse sa Canada, saying, hi, hello, mga anak, tulog na kayo ha, nainom nyo ba mga vitamins ninyo over the internet? What do we think about that?
Sa akin kasi nangyari yan sa akin eh. Maliit pa lang yung panganay ko, kailangan na kaming iwan ng asawa ko para, alam mo na, para kahit paano gumanda ang kita. So yung time na yun, hindi pa gaanong
sikat,
hindi pa uso yung mga ganyan. Buti na lang may PLDT.
Actually, nakakatawa yung sinabi mo kasi up to now, I keep telling my sisters back in the Philippines, mag-Skype kayo, download nyo para makapag-usap tayo. Up to now, hindi. After 2 years, hindi pa rin nakapag-download.
Malaking bagay yung mga bagong teknolohiya. Yung panahon namin nga, PLDT, telepono yan. Mahal nga lang, pero kahit paano, andun yung gabay sa kayong tulong. Andun yung communication na meron ka ding masasabihan pag alam mong mali ang pagpapalaki mo o may maling ginawa ang anak mo. Kailangan nyo rin kasing continuous sharing.
I think this modern technology is really bridging the gap in the absence of the mother or the father. Kasi isang dampot lang doon, makausap mo na yung mga anak mo, and at least yung worry mo no anong ginagawa nila, saan sila ngayon, maiibsan diretso dahil alam mo nandun sila.
Ayan mga kaibigan, na ang ating mga guests, si Bing Misias, I think nagmula sa Cagayan de Oro City sa Southern Philippines, at saka si Ving Bangalan from, I forgot, sa Pilipinas?
Pasig.
Ayan. Sa pagbabalik natin mga kaibigan, meron tayong mga mangilan-ngilan ng mga community announcements. Meron tayong details para sa Santa Cruzan, sa Gold Coast, Filipino Festival sa Gold Coast, at iba pa. Doon naman po kayo at kami magbabalik makalipas ang isang patalastas.
RB 98.1 FM.
Kailangan ng yaman ni Willie, o di kaya'y kasing galing sa boxing ni Manny. Di ko kailangan maging sing pogi ni D. pogi. O di kaya mga beauty tips ni Vicky. Tanging kailangan ko lamang maging friend sa FB mo. O di kaya i-like mo na lang ang mga comments ko. Teleserye at magkaroon ng katawang tulad ni Machete.
Mga kaibigan, sa background po na yan na inawit ni Dingdong Avanzado, download the Facebook song. Babasahin po sa atin ni Jose ang mga updates tungkol sa ating mga community events.
Okay, community events. We have the Ipswich Filipino Australian Association that basically had a successful annual general meeting. The officers basically of that particular association include Eden Rolfe. She is the president. The vice president for that association is Fred Abara. Secretary is Marie-Fe Blotcher or Blucher. Assistant secretary is Marilu Morris. Treasurer is Nina Drew. Assistant treasurer is Tess Morel. Subcommittee members are Fe Jobson, Ralph Jobson, L.V. Cottrell, Carrie Sitkowski, Mary Vic Slekno, and George Nicanor.
Meron din tayong Filipino Barrio Fiesta, June 10 na magaganap sa Brisbane, pero wala pa po tayong specific details. Abangan po yan sa ating website na www.filipinobrisbane.com.
Yun yung pinuntahan natin last year, Erwin, di ba?
Sa Yoronga naman yun
in
the previous years.
Year.
Pero maiba yata ngayon, pinaplanuhan pa po. So
abangan
lang. Merong Filipino Fiesta talaga sa Gold Coast, June 17.
Yeah.
At na-interview nga natin yung presidente ng Filipino-Australian Association sa Gold Coast. At on-air po natin ang interview na yan next week. Na-interview ko rin siya for their Santa Cruzan and Coronation Night ng kanilang Flores de Mayo, which ipiplay ko a few minutes from now. Para po mabigyan tayo ng details kung paano naman ang kanilang mga kaganapan doon sa Gold Coast.
Okay, other community events, we have the Kaleidoscope 2012. This is the Logan's Multicultural Street Festival. This will be held opposite of the Woodridge Railway Station on May 13. We also have, as Erwin said, on June 17, we have the Philippine Festival at the Jupiter's Pavilion Parklands at the Gold Coast. For more inquiries or queries, you can call 0416-331-233. There's also this Philippine Cultural Dances on July 28 entitled Sayaw Tayo. That will be held at Acacia Ridge Hotel at Bow Desert. The registration or entrance fee is at $20. For queries, you can ring Mauro on 0404-663-978. Also, this weekend, May 12, we have the Larong Pinoy. It's a classic Filipino games, which will be held at the Guyat Park at St. Lucia. So this will start as early as 10 in the morning. Potluck, $2 registration. If you have kids, bring them along. Kids who are 12 years and under, basically registration lang nila is $1. For more information, you can ring 0401-587-610. And lastly, there's this 4EB National Dress Party on July 28. This will be at the Maryland Community Center at Annerley. And entrance registration is at $35. Telephone number to dial for queries would be at 3240-8600.
Meron ding second anniversary get-together ang Brisbane Filipino Community, BFC, sa Indooroopilly ngayong
Sabado.
Sabado, alas 3 ng hapon. sa Senior Citizens Hall ng Indoor Pili. Magsisimula ang mass alas 3 ng hapon. Imbitado po lahat. At hello sa mga basketballistang grupo ng Indoor Pili Group. Sunday sa South Bank Tape po sila naglalaro. Mga kaibigan, nandito ulit tayo sa Gold Coast ngayon. Kasama natin si Mary Ann Bomi, ang coordinator ng Catholic Filipino-Australian Chaplaincy Gold Coast Chapter, upang ipaliwanag sa atin ang kanilang bagong fundraising event, ang Reyna Elena and Santa Cruzan, na gaganapin ngayong June...
The Santa Cruzan is June 3, the Santa Cruzan. And June 2, we have also a novena. And 1st of June, which is Friday, is our coronation night for Reyna Elena Quez.
Marian, ang nakaka-touch dito ay ang pagdo-donate ninyo ng significant na amount sa Philippine General Hospital sa kanilang pediatric oncology para sa mga batang may cancer at sa mga mahihirap na pamilya na apektado ng sakit na yon sa Pilipinas. At itong event na gaganapin ninyo ay para rin maipagpatuloy ang pagdo-donate ninyo sa project na yan. Paano ninyo nasimulan ang ganitong uri ng fundraising?
We started 2005 and I used to be with other organization, I think that's what that was, FAFQ before, that I was a president. And now we went there and I saw the need for these children to help them to pay for their chemotherapy and for their radiotherapy. So I then think of tayo, nagdadasal tayo, pero sometimes kulang tayo sa gawa. So itong ating dedication na makatulong sa mga batang to, that's why we put together a Reyna Elena Quest and Santa Cruzan. So we have $2 ticket, raffle tickets, tapos yung ating mga prizes also donation from our generous patrons. And this $2 ticket, ibibenta ngayon ito ng mga Reyna Elena contestants. And whoever raised the most fund, siyang Reyna Elena. But 100% ng donation at saka benta ng raffle ticket, binibigay natin sa Philippine General Hospital sa pediatric cancer ward. So every year, whatever we raise, like to give you an example, last year we raised $7,000. Binibigay natin yon. Direkta yon sa department ng PGH, sa auditing department. And they give us the list of who are the patients and also they give us kung ano yung mga cases ng mga pasyente. And this is being acknowledged by the director of PGH itself. Tapos tayo, kung sino sa mga committee namin, ang nagkataon na magbabakasyon sila and it's time for us to give the money, then they give the check and meron tayong record, then nag-iikot sila, binibisita nila, and personally, nakikita namin yung mga pasyente. Minsan nga, it's very touching kasi pumupunta sa'yo yung parents at sasabihin, gaya last time when I was there, yung nanay ha, sabi niya, alam niyo ho, pudpud na ang tuhod ko sa kakaluhod sa baklaran. Isang chemotherapy na lang kailangan ng anak ko para gumaling. Eh, hindi talagang wala na kaming pera. All of a sudden, nakatanggap kami ng tawag, sabi niya, from PGH na may magdo-donate daw para doon sa chemotherapy ng anak ko. Kaya nandito ako at nagpapasalamas ng taus-puso sa inyo dahil ngayon, bumalik na sa eskwela yung anak ko. So sabi ko, so, you know, these things really very touching. Even that, even our own personal money, pag pumupunta ka doon, hindi pwedeng hindi ka mag-donate eh. Kasi kung pwede, kulang pa, di ba? So, ang assumption namin, I think since we started 2005, we have given more than 1 million pesos na sa PGH. And if you go to PGH, sa lobby, meron mga benefactors doon, yung honor roll, nandoon ang Catholic Filipino-Australian Chaplaincy Gold Coast. Nandoon ang pangalan natin.
Ang galing! At paano naman kami maka-involve sa project na ito at nang makatulong din?
To get involved is, if you buy the $2 truffle tickets, will be drawn on the 3rd of June from our candidates. You can do that. You can also have a cash donation if you want. And that will all be included in the fundraising for the year. So taon-taon po yung, we'll make a point that we raise at least $5,000. Yun ang pinaka-minimum namin binibigay every year at pinapadala natin sa PGH.
Just good, $2 lang, no? Bumili ka nga ng coffee, eh, mga $4 na. So I know kayang-kaya ng karamihan sa atin yan. At alam ko na kung gusto ninyong magtanong tungkol sa project na ito, kumontak lamang po kayo sa amin sa filipinobrisbane@gmail.com. At ilalagay din po natin sa ating website ang contact number ni Marianne Bomi. At saka Marianne, ang festivities na gagawin ninyo ay Flores de Mayo and Santa Cruzan. Saan naman ito mangyayari, lalo-lalo na ang kanyang coronation?
Ang coronation natin is sa Friday, June 1st at 6 p.m. dito sa Casey Hall, dito sa Sacred Heart Parish. It's a hall next to the parish. At saka ang atin namang Santa Cruzan will happen on the 3rd of June, which is a first Sunday, kasi every first Sunday may Filipino Mass kami dito. Ang ating chaplain, si Father Mars. And magkakaroon tayo ng parade from the hall to the church, yun ang ating Santa Cruzan. And at the moment, we have, I think, more than, I think mga 120 participants. That's from 3 years old to 80 years old.
Ang galing, naalala ko nung nasa Philippines tayo, di ba? Ang Santa Cruzan at saka ang Flores de Mayo, isa siyang magandang spectacle na panuorin sa bayan. Parang ganun din ba na spirit ang hinahangad ninyong makita ng mga kababayan natin dito sa pag-parade at saka sa coronation?
Exactly, that's what it is. We're doing this para naman to reintroduce our culture sa ating kabataan. Lalo na yung ating mga anak na dito na pinanganak sa Pilipinas, they don't know what is Santa Cruzan, what's all about Saint Helena and all that. So, parang ito is to depict nga yung ating culture na para sa ating mga kabataan. At saka sa ating, yung iba sa atin, kasi mga asawa ay Australian, so they don't know this. So, it's one way of preserving the culture of the Philippines, yung ating Santa Cruzan at Flores de Mayo in honor of our Blessed Virgin Mary.
Yan po mga kaibigan, ang Filipino-Australian Association sa Gold Coast. Wala na po tayong oras, 2 minuto na lang ang nalalabi. I think we have to say goodbye. So, pagbigyan natin ng chance sa ating mga guests to say goodbye.
Okay, sa lahat ng mga mothers sa mundo, but lalong-lalo na sa Pilipinas, sa Australia, Happy Mother's Day. And yun na.
Happy Mother's Day po, lalong-lalo na sa nanay ko. And hello, Ariel, Danielle, Mel, and Bianca.
Ayan po mga kaibigan, sa background natin na Sierra Madre ng, sino bang kumanta nito?
Kurita
nga pala. Maraming salamat sa inyong pakikinig. At next week, ang ating pong program ay travel spots, famous travel spots in the Philippines. And those are the ones as well na hindi pa natin na-feature. So, goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you very much.
Malalim ang kanyang pag-iisip at lahat ay sa kanya nakatitig. Ngunit ngayong siya'y pagod na, mahina na rin ang katawan. Pinagmamasdan na lamang sa bintana ang unti-unting pagdaloy ng ulan. At ang unang tanong sa umaga, sa paglipas ng 10 taon, nang siya'y malakas at bata pa, si Lolo Seth, si Lolo Seth, si Lolo Seth, matanda na, ngunit mahal ko pa si Lolo Seth.
feeling ng